Backseat Box Office, episode number 13, for the weekend of December 17th through the 19th, 2010.
So, Daryl.
Yes.
Are you going to give us a total top five picks this time?
I don't know.
I don't know if I'm ready to give top five, man. This one could get wacky.
No, just put Tron number one. Just Tron number one.
Tron number one. That's all that matters.
That's all you need to do.
No doubt it'll probably have a big pop there this weekend.
It's a homer pick, but, I mean, it's the biggest thing that's probably going to come out this weekend.
Well, it's the last big thing to come out this weekend.
I don't know. Yogi Bear is looking pretty hot.
Oh, yeah.
See that alternate ending?
I love the alternate ending. The alternate ending is awesome.
That alternate ending.
Is this where Yogi stabs Boo Boo?
No. They've done... are you familiar with the movie the Assassination of Jesse James? By the coward.
That big long title.
Yeah, that ridiculously long title.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it, but Anthony's a huge fan. Mm-hmm. And apparently there's the scene, the assassination scene, and it plays that the animator, well, some guy took the
cut scene from the trailer.
Well, and like edited it.
Uh-huh.
He like animated it with
with
Yogi and Boo Boo. And Boo Boo is sitting there with the gun as Yogi walks in, and like they look at his eyes, and his eyes almost like well up, and Yogi looks up and sees this sign that says $5,000 reward for the death of Yogi Bear, and Yogi goes up and looks eye to eye with it, like right
he says,
in.
He says, "Boy, that picture's a little dusty."
Yeah,
and he walks over and he pulls the chair around and climbs up on it like he's getting up there to dust it to make it easy on Boo Boo so Boo Boo can shoot him in the back.
Yeah, and he shoots him in the back of the head.
Shoots him. Yeah, and the whole time Boo Boo, you know, he's just crying, he's just broken up, but he nails him. Yogi goes down in a pile, and then the last scene is this picture of Yogi as a bearskin rug at the cabin entrance.
That's cool.
It's awesome. And
it's good.
It's something a Cartoon Network would do.
It's apparently something that that Warner has even come out with a press release and said, "Yeah, we're not going to fight it. We're not going to try and get it pulled."
It's already gone viral. Yeah.
It's already gone viral, and it's not worth their money.
Well, actually, it'd be a good promo too.
Well, and it's not worth the money. The legal costs involved recouping the losses would probably be more than the movie's going to take.
That's right.
Well, I've heard two different stories. I mean, one of the stories is them saying, "Oh, we had nothing to do with this." But another story here is that animators did it on their off time for fun.
No,
you know, leaked it out.
No, that has actually been debunked.
Has it?
Yeah, there's a guy that said he did it, and. What happened was Warner got a hold of it, and they said, "Okay, we want two things out of this. We want you to put a disclaimer on it saying you did this, that it in no way comes from Warner." And he did it. He's like, "That's cool. I don't have a problem if you're not going to sue me. I will do that." And
right. The
other thing was they went to YouTube and said, "We want you to put a control on it so that you have to be
parents
over a certain age to view it."
Yeah.
Age restriction.
Yeah, and YouTube said no. Which I was surprised by that. I was surprised YouTube would say no, but they apparently did.
Apparently, they weren't being pressured by the State Department or the CIA.
Well, apparently that restriction can only come from the person who created the video.
Mm-hmm.
But that apparently wasn't in their deal with that guy to have him do it. So YouTube's like, "Hey, we're not doing it because he didn't tell us to.
Your name's not China."
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
That's good.
Hang on one second. I need to get
this. YouTube has an enormous amount of bravery. Sometimes.
Sometimes. Hey, so Jonathan, where were you killing Romans at?
Ass, bro.
Oh, that's good. yeah, I enjoyed your guys' last episode. It was pretty good.
This week's will be out before midnight somewhere on the planet.
Before
midnight. Gotcha.
Around midnight.
Now, I was giggling. As a guy who owned a Genesis growing up and was not a Nintendo guy, it was a pretty good episode.
Oh, that damn... Oh.
It got real personal, too.
The Genesis gone.
we hate you, Alex.
Yeah. I might have.
So are we going to be playing X-Men after this is all over? Is that the plan?
I have to download it real quick.
I have to download it.
I'm good for it.
How many points is it? I haven't even looked.
I don't even know, but is it?
Yeah. How much?
Bucks.
Yeah, I'm in for it.
Cool.
All right, so let's do this thing, because, you know, it's not my week to record, and I mean to edit, and I want to play some X-Men.
Dick.
Dick move.
Major dick move.
Did you see that I left that long pause in last week?
I'll be honest, I didn't listen.
You know, at the very beginning where we did that box of donuts thing?
Yeah.
I left that really long pause between you saying that and me getting the joke.
That's awesome.
That is honestly my favorite part. I've listened to it, I don't know, maybe 10 times since I made it. I'll just listen to that long 4-second pause, 4 or 5 seconds of dead air. Then be like, 12 donuts in a box, 12 episodes, brilliant!
Oh, let me open up my windows.
I'm going to let all the hot air out.
Before I do that, I should probably download that thing that for every tab you have open, that they'll donate stuff. Have you seen that? That they're doing that? That Google's doing that with Chrome.
That's cool. I should probably figure out what my top 5 are going to be.
I should probably
stare at these numbers. How about the tourist? Jesus Christ.
who'd have thought that? How about Black Swan? Jesus Christ.
I thought it would make 10, maybe.
I believe that was my prediction. That it would make 10.
I know Box Office Mojo is disappointed with it.
Which one, the whole weekend
in general?
Yeah, well, it was. Yeah. They were predicting. It almost seemed like a lot of the places were predicting that the tourist would have been number one. Mm. We nailed that over them, though.
I think they're expecting to bring in more. Period.
Probably
both of them. They're expecting to bring in more. I mean, Chronicles was $155 million budget. They only brought in 24 in its opening weekend.
That's not a surprise. Those movies never seem like they're bringing in a lot.
They're critically acclaimed.
Are they?
My wife had no interest in this one because of Prince Caspian. She's been really disillusioned thanks to the last couple of movies.
Well,
like the first one she really enjoyed, and then she got excited about the second one, but then it didn't meet up with her expectations.
Well, Prince Caspian as a book was kind of the lamer, coming on the lamer one. But Don Trader was actually a pretty good book, and it looks like it. If they had good source material, the Don Trader as the movie could be a lot better.
I'll be real honest. I haven't watched any of the movies. Yeah. I've read all the books. Never read a movie.
Never read a movie.
I've never read a movie either.
I have.
I never saw it.
I have read a movie.
I've read subtitles on
yes.
a movie.
Exactly.
I've read the dialogue part. But
thanks, buddy.
Got your back.
What do we know about How Do You Know? What's even? I know who's in it. What's it even about?
I don't know. You know what? Maybe we should do our intro thing, because I've been recording this whole time. I think we may just do one of those podcast starts where we leave the interesting part of the conversation that happened before we started and just kind of bust right in.
Well, let's keep going either way.
No, that works for me.
Hey, this is Tony.
And this is Daryl.
This is Andrew.
And this is Jonathan.
And we are the Backseat Producers. Woo! It's icy.
It's a dark night out there.
It's slickery outside.
But some of us have better traction.
It's a good night to be at home with a nice glass of bourbon and X-Men on your Xbox.
Ooh. I may have to switch over to bourbon when we stop recording.
I might start the bourbon once we stop recording.
That was foreshadowing. You just foreshadowed the post-episode. So, yeah, this is going to be an interesting weekend, I think.
Oh, yeah, it is. I just saw the expanding list.
Yeah. it could get brutal.
This could be bad.
It's probably a good thing we're not starting our new system this week. Because I have a feeling this could be a pile of epic failure for all of us.
So maybe to put a little context into this next weekend, do you want to talk about this past weekend that we just went past?
Hey, that's a good idea. Let us do that.
Look at you being all
transition-y.
I strive for mediocrity. Anyway.
And you, sir, succeed. Well done.
Thank you, sirs. I accept your acclaim. Anyway. Top five movies from last weekend. At number one, The Chronicles of Narnia, The Voyage of the Dawn Treader at $24 million. The Tourist came at number two with $16 million. Tangled dropped to number three with $14.3 million. Number four was Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part One with $8.4 million. Number five was Unstoppable, bringing in $3.7 million. But most noteworthy is at number six, Black Swan, critically acclaimed Black Swan, went from number 13 to number six this past weekend, and bring in $3.3 million in a minuscule 90 theaters.
That is ridiculous. That is ridiculous that a movie that was only in 90 theaters made number six on the top. Now, granted, it was a weak week.
It was a weak week, but it did bring in $36,000 per theater.
I mean, yeah, the number five movie only made $3.7 million.
Well, Black Swan's been getting a lot of buzz in the media,
and
given who's behind it, he has a really strong cult following.
Yeah,
but 90 theaters, 90.
Yep,
and it sounds like he's doing 990 this week. So
is that what it's going to?
Yeah, it's expanding to 900. Yeah, it could get devastating to our picks this week.
I have no idea what's going to happen now.
So let's review how we all did last week.
Can I go first?
Do we have to?
We should work our way backwards, so I should probably go first.
Go ahead, Tony Mast.
I nailed number one. Woo! Nailed it hard. That was about it. Because number two, I had Tangled, and number three, I had Harry Potter. Number four, The Tourist. I counted on The Tourist making about $10 million. I still would have been wrong, because The Tourist would have ended up in third at that point. But, and then I had Love and Other Drugs at number five, which it didn't get that high. What, it was number eight? It was not a good week for me.
Black Swan did better than Love and Other Drugs.
Yes, it did.
I did better than you, Tony, but only because Burlesque came in at number seven.
For the tie break.
Yeah, otherwise our lists are completely the same, and my number five versus your number five just showed up higher on the not the top five.
Yes, it did. Go ahead and gloat, Andrew.
I had a little bit better week. In fact, I came within 2.1 million of the first 100%, but I was still a little short. I got number one, Chronicles of Narnia. I had two and three flipped. I didn't think The Tourist was going to do quite as well, so I had Tangled at number two and The Tourist at number three. Those flip-flopped on me.
Yep.
Number four I called as Harry Potter. Number five, it's Unstoppable.
Hey, you know what? If The Tourist would have made $10 million, you would have had a perfect week.
And that's kind of what I was banking on, but so close, but yet still that achievement is still unlocked.
Still. I mean, it's still locked. Don't have 100. Yes, it's still locked. We still don't have a 100%.
Someday it'll be mine.
Someday. Okay.
So, you guys kind of intimated earlier that that's going to be an interesting week. Do you guys want to expand on that a little bit more?
Well, let's start with the expanding movies, because you've got two Oscar contenders, likely Oscar contenders, expanding in Black Swan and The Fighter. Both of them, I believe, just picked up Golden Globe nominations.
Yes.
Both of them have actors that are within the mix for Golden Globe. They're in the Golden Globe nominees. So, I think, in fact, both movies have a lead and a supporting role represented within the Golden Globes.
Right. The Fighter was also featured in St. Louis Film Festivals, had a really strong showing in the festival circuit, so it's
right.
Got a lot of quote-unquote fight left in it.
Yes. Yeah. Black Swan looks like it's being bumped up to 950 screens, which early in the week I heard it was only going to be 900, so maybe after the ridiculous showing over the weekend, it's getting an even bigger release.
The distributors finally decided to give it a little bigger footprint there.
Well, you've got Natalie Portman as nominated for Best Actor, mm-hmm. Best Female Actor for the Golden Globe lead, and Mila Kunis, don't never know if I'm pronouncing her name right. She's Best Supporting, mm-hmm. and Fighter is Mark Wahlberg nominated? Mm-hmm. I thought he was. I wasn't sure, but I know Christian Bale is nominated for Supporting. That's high pedigree.
Yeah.
I think it'll draw a lot of interest going toward those movies.
Well, Black Swan will probably pull a lot just for the director and his previous track record, and it's just unusual subject matter, too.
Yeah.
It's not a cutie-poo kids movie. It's not an action thriller. It's a really kind of cerebral drama.
It's a thriller, yeah.
Yeah.
And who is the director of Black Swan?
Aronofsky.
And what has he done before?
Pi.
Got it.
He's done a number of things.
Mostly very, very cult and oddball type movies, but they've always done fairly well.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a really strong following.
He also did...
Oh, The Wrestler was his last one.
His last one was The Wrestler. Before that, he did The Fountain and Requiem for a Dream.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So okay. He does some interesting subject. He goes after some interesting subject matter.
Yeah, and mostly his stories tend to be very character driven.
Yeah, and I mean, I'll be honest. I thought The Wrestler was fantastic. I thought it was a great flick.
Yeah, The Wrestler was very good last year,
and it had again a great track record on the festival circuit before it even hit the general screen. So it had a lot of word of mouth on it to start with.
Yep. I don't.
Oh, this is going to be bad.
Yeah, I don't feel the need to really discuss either of those two. I think they're fairly. I think we've even talked about one or two of them before. Moving on to the stuff.
I know what you are going to want to talk about.
Yes,
that's coming out this coming weekend.
How do you know?
Tron.
How do you know?
Because I know you, Tony Mast, and you
how
are excited.
Do
you know,
you got
about 23 hours and 45 minutes until your midnight showing tomorrow. How are you feeling?
I don't know if I'm going to make that midnight showing. I'm going to try. It's 25.
Don't disillusion me.
25:45.
10:10 at Ronnie's for me.
Okay, so no, actually, I was going to talk about How Do You Know.
Oh, well, go ahead. Sorry.
But there's no
how do you know?
Description of it on this website. But wait a minute. That's normally because I get my descriptions from Rotten Tomatoes, so maybe I should go look there.
Yeah, pro tip. Box Office Mojo has no plot descriptions.
Just the tip, though.
Okay.
Looking at the reviews...
No consensus
here. Wow. How Do You Know and Yogi Bear are not looking good.
But Yogi's a kids movie. It's
No, it's not a kids movie. Kids will be insulted by this thing.
I read one of the early reviews of Tron, and it was pretty brutal. But then again, I went back and just for sanity's sake, I went back and read this person's review of another movie that came out a little earlier this summer called Inception. And they thought this movie was, and I don't know if you've heard of this one. It's kind of a trippy flick, but they thought it was merely okay. So I'm not really trusting this reviewer.
That is a guy with his finger
up his nose.
This guy has no credibility with me.
Trying to get his pulse from his brain.
Know where the pulse is to put his finger on it.
He's got his fingers on your forehead saying, I can't feel your pulse. Where is it?
You must be dead.
Okay, so the synopsis on Rotten Tomatoes is something I had no awareness of based on anything I'd seen so far. It's a romantic comedy centered on a love triangle between professional softball player Lisa Jorgensen, a corporate executive, and a major league pitcher.
A baseball movie. It's going to do great.
Except it's a baseball movie in December.
I know. This is crappy timing.
Wait. Never in any of the commercials have I seen anything relating to baseball. So they're not playing on that at all.
No, they're trying to pitch it as a romantic comedy. So that's why they... Instead of releasing it in August or at the beginning of spring training, they start slipping it in as a holiday thing.
What I want to know is how many lesbian jokes are they going to be considering she's a professional softball player?
29.
At least. I think we're probably I think we're better off... It will be easier picking the number of lesbian jokes in this than how this movie's going to rate this weekend.
This is interesting. It's being directed by James L. Brooks, same guy who does The Simpsons, right? Executive producer or...
is he? I could be. I don't know.
It's got a big cast. Paul Rudd, Reese Witherspoon, Jack Nicholson, Owen Wilson.
Then again, this guy... Oh, well... This changes the picture. He was a producer for Say Anything. So he has done well.
Then he did The Simpsons movie.
He did The Simpsons movie. Yeah, he did.
I think he's a regular producer on The Simpsons. Or the director.
Jerry Say Anything came out in 1989. Something?
Nine. He also did Jerry Maguire and As Good As It Gets.
I will never mind. Well, that makes things more complicated. Thanks, Tony.
Terms of Endearment. Broadcast News. This guy's got a good track record.
Romantic comedies.
He has picked good romantic comedies.
And he's done rather straight comedies, too. Like Simpsons, The Simpsons.
The Simpsons, yeah.
So, good director, good actor.
Producer.
Well, in this film, he's directed.
Oh, this one he is directed. Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
Writer, director. And it's in a lot.
I still don't have any interest in seeing it.
I don't have any interest in making picks this week.
This week's gonna suck. I'm gonna bring out my dice. We're just gonna roll for it. I'm not going to be able to go to game night this week, so I'm just going to roll for my picks.
Thank God I don't have to go first this week.
Oh, wait. You do.
I can't get that one past you, huh?
No.
No.
I'm just going to copy yours. Whatever you put, I'm going to do exactly the same. But I'll change one thing.
Yeah, keep mine, change number 5, and you're good.
No, you nailed number 5. What are you talking about? That's the one I'm going to keep.
I need some more witty banter from you guys while I think about this thing.
All right. I have a pen and paper. Unlike last week, I'm going to write down my random... I don't know what the hell I'm doing. Where are my dice?
You want me to start?
Do you
want to
start?
I'll start.
You can go right ahead. All right.
I like this idea. Yep.
Okay.
You need. You probably need what's being released this weekend because that's probably going to play into it more than anything. All right, there you go.
All right, Tron Legacy will smoke everybody out of the gate. Tangled and Chronicles of Narnia. Don Treader will fight for second and third place, probably I'm going to probably say Tangle will probably remain at second place, and Don Treader will probably...
Tangle's in three this last week.
Okay. Well, like I say, it'll be fighting for second and third place.
Okay.
I'm going to try to give probably Tangle a chance to probably move to two, and Don Treader will move down to three. Harry Potter will continue its slow flame out and move on down to past around four. And the surprise will be Black Swan, which will probably either knock it out of fifth place or stay in its sixth place, fifth place position, or stay in a fifth place position. My long range train is Black Swan will probably climb up as high as three, but it will flame out because its intent, like most cult films, will run out of cultists.
Yeah, that is likely.
Unless his word of mouth is so phenomenal on this thing, I have yet to see it myself. So. But since I'm such a sucker for Aronofsky movies, I'll probably go see it this week.
I'm curious to see it. I'll be honest. Just when I heard the premise of it, I thought it sounded interesting.
Hmm. Yeah, usually ballet and sci-fi don't generally go together too good, but this guy can pull it off.
Yeah. All right, Andrew.
I'm up.
You're up. What do you got?
All right. Well, this is what I've got. At number one, I've got Tron Legacy. That might be a homer pick, but how can I pick against Tron Legacy? I've been waiting 20-some years for this movie. Number two, I got How Do You Know? At number three, I have The Fighter. Number four, I have Black Swan. At number five, Chronicles of Narnia, Voyage of the Dawn Treader.
Interesting selections.
Well, you know, The Fighter was only in four theaters last week, and it's expanding to 2,200.
Yeah.
I made 75,000 per theater. Last week.
Yeah,
that's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's...
So I've got it outperforming Black Swan, which is only expanding to about 950 theaters. And I feel that both of them will bring in more than 10 million, which should put them ahead of everything that's out right now, except for Chronicles of Narnia. I'm saying Chronicles of Narnia will drop to that 10 to 12 million range. But I predict The Fighter and Black Swan both come in above that 10 to 12 million range. I could be wrong, but... obviously, but that's what I kind of based my opinion on.
Well, my list looks disturbingly like yours. There are things switched around, but not by much. I got number one Tron Legacy just because
it's Tron.
Yeah, I mean, unlike Scott Pilgrim,
ooh.
There are nerds and a general populace that are interested in this movie. So.
Yes.
You just called me a nerd, didn't you?
It's got motorcycles.
It's got light cycles.
Yes.
Light cycles. I mean,
latex bodysuits.
Light Ooh, cycles yeah. were the most awesome thing and from Daft my childhood, Punk. I think. Next to, like, Optimus Prime.
And Daft Punk. With that combination, how can you lose?
True.
At number two, I've got How Do You Know? Number three, Narnia. I'm thinking it's not going to fall that bad, though it might. I'm worried about that pick, but I'm going to go with it anyway.
Narnia at number three?
Yeah, Narnia at three. Number four, I've got The Fighter. And number five, Black Swan, just because the expansion and the...
hype?
Yeah, the hype. The hype machines behind them, I figure the mass expansion will do them well. If not better, I mean... I don't know. Anyway, I hate this weekend already, so... I make no promises for next week. I'm not even counting on 20%.
I would like to break in and point out that one amongst us, one a-hole, last week was like, boy, I can't wait till next week when we have a lot of movies coming in. Just want to remind you of that. Dear yeah. listener, keep
I,
that in mind.
Who was that a-hole?
Oh, that's right. That's right. The guy who's all happy to be going last.
Well, one thing everybody's got to remember is spring. I mean, the winter break is for most of the kids here this weekend, so there's going to be a lot more people out looking for movies.
Yeah, I'm not.
Yeah, but
sure.
I mean, I think Harry Potter, Tangled, they've been out long enough.
Yeah, they've run their course.
I don't think that even with the increased. The increased audiences, you're going to see that big of a jump
with,
for them.
No, that's just going to help them maintain their position.
See,
that's about all.
See, my thing is that Those movies are looking to, I mean, they're both sub 10,000 at this point, or 10 million at this point.
Yep.
That's true fact. I mean, Tangled, even if Tangled maintains that, you know, only lose 33%, they're just barely cracking 10 million. That's, and considering you basically have five new releases,
they're going to burn out pretty much after the holiday season.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to last this weekend.
Yeah, I think it will. I think it'll hold on right until right after Christmas and then completely flame out.
Yeah. Here'd be my picks, boys. I have Tron at number one. Number two, How Do You Know? I think that's gonna do it. The next one is a little more dicey for me, but I think I'm gonna still give it to Narnia. I think it might hold on. No, well, you know what? F that. F that. I'm going balls out. Here we go. Number three, Black Swan. Number four, Narnia. And number five, wait for it, Yogi Bear.
What?
Whoa.
I don't see the fire in your list anywhere, Tony.
I thought you were hitting the bourbon after.
You know what? It's tough. It's tough. There's basically five new releases, and Narnia is still a contender considering it made $24 million last week.
Yeah, but Yogi Bear?
Yogi Bear. I think Yogi's good for at least $15 million.
And that'll be about all it takes in.
I think it's good for at least 15.
Mm. I think it's good for 15 million its entire run.
That's my thing. I think that thing will probably be noted for in movie history as probably the ones that cause the producers to jump out the window and die.
Maybe.
I'm just saying this. When this comes out, I'm going to go back and listen to this audio and try to figure out exactly at one point of the show Tony started slamming shots.
I know.
You know what? Like, you know what?
Daryl, why didn't you stop him? Clearly, he's just too strong.
I just can't grab the arm tight fast enough. I mean, they're just going down like water, man.
Like, you know what? I am gonna change that.
I'm gonna change it because there's
one thing I did not consider, and it's something that I don't think any of the rest of us have talked about.
Now, let me point out one thing.
All right, go ahead. Go ahead.
Do you know what the opening weekend for Alvin and the Chipmunks was?
No, I do not.
$44 million.
Yep.
I'm not saying that's going to happen with Yogi, but that's the closest approximation I can come up to a movie that's going to perform similar to it. It's Alvin and the Chipmunks.
How about the
Hang on.
What was the opening weekend for the Squeakquel?
One moment, guys. I got a phone call here.
I'll throw in some more barbs. Yogi Bear will also be the end of the career of many animators and actors.
I don't think it'll end any careers for actors. It's just Justin Timberlake and Dan Aykroyd.
Dan Aykroyd, Justin, to answer your question.
You know what? I'm gonna leave Yogi at number five. But I'm gonna stick to it. I'm gonna commit. I'm gonna stick to it in number five.
All right.
The only one of us to pick Yogi Bear in the top five. Tony,
it's risky. It's risky.
You know. You got to respect balls.
That's right.
You got five new openings. Basically, it could be anywhere.
It's going to be tough. We could see more zeros.
I hadn't thought about that.
I'm not 100% convinced that Tron is going to pull off number one.
I'm not.
I'm really not.
I'm not convinced that any of these movies. I could see it going any ridiculous number of ways. Mm-hmm. You know.
I'm pretty confident that Tron will smoke everybody, at least for the first week.
I don't know. I just don't know. Maybe.
It really kind of depends on how well nostalgia carries it. I mean, I think a lot of that is going to be.
It's got to pierce the mainstream. It's got to pierce the mainstream. If it can't breach the barrier of mainstream, it's not going to succeed. It's not going to make 20 million.
Scott Pilgrim. I mean, really is what.
Right,
but when you sit down and watch that trailer, I'm not the mainstream, but I would say that trailer is going to reach the mainstream because that trailer is awesome.
saturation level.
Do you think that trailer appeals to more mainstream than fanboys like us?
I think it does.
I haven't been in the mainstream for so long, I couldn't tell you. So.
I think there's one thing that really is going to pierce into the mainstream more than anything, and I use the word pierce in every possible way you could mean it. And I'm going to send you guys a link, actually, that we will include in the show notes. And this is going to be very not safe for work.
Or any place else.
Let's put it that way.
Not safe
for the bathroom. Is Olivia Wilde in it?
Not safe
for the bathroom either.
But I've sent you boys the link, and you can see for yourselves what I'm referring to.
Mm-hmm. Whoa.
Damn it.
I
didn't realize there was a video. But,
damn.
There's no volume control, so I can't hear you guys at all.
I'm now cutting off Tony Mast.
How did they get permission to do this?
Permission?
Playboy.
What's that?
Playboy. Apparently they worked it out.
I mean, they have an actual light cycle there. This isn't something that Playboy is just doing on their own. This
No. So,
Batman Returns, the parody.
He's apparently not.
Do what?
Are you back now?
Sorry. Yeah, what?
Okay.
I was distracted.
All right, so what I just showed everyone, and it's available in the show notes if you're interested, is a link to...
You'll be interested.
Is a link to... especially if you are male and over a certain age.
if you're past the cootie phase.
Yes. Apparently... Playboy and Disney have teamed up.
Now there's a combination.
As weird as that sounds. Yeah. One of the things that they've done is a Tron themed pictorial.
And that's not bad right there.
Yeah. Apparently, and I have not visited the site yet, but apparently, and I'm heading there now, apparently Playboy.com has more to it. So,
but you gotta pay.
Probably. You likely do.
Yeah.
Not game.
There it is.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, mm-hmm. The thing that gets me is those are the actual light cycles from the movie. This isn't...
it's not a mock-up. That's what they were using, yeah.
Yeah, this isn't one of those cheap parodies or anything. This is the actual real deal.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I think that could answer. I think this could answer the question of does this pierce the mainstream?
I guess.
We haven't heard from Andrew. I think he died.
Brain exploded.
Something exploded.
I'm sorry. I've got something else on my mind. Hold on.
He's in his bunk as we speak.
I'll be in my bunk.
I think we should end this then, because I only got to see about the first 30 seconds of that before you jackholes cut me off. So,
if you go to Playboy.com, there is more.
I'm
in the
there.
There's more there. In the pay area, but the free ones are
the free ones are
good enough.
Good yes. enough.
Inspired.
Can I stop talking to you guys now?
Are you starting to feel uncomfortable?
Well, I found out how to end every episode quickly.
Yes, you have. If it's not Maggie Gyllenhaal, it's some sort of weird Tron Playboy collaboration.
Tron Prawn.
The House of Mouse beats the House of Hef. Oh yeah! Next time we see the next party at Hef's place, there'll be Mickey sitting in the tub, like, all right, he's arrived.
The dude will be there. All right.
I have no doubt that the dude has been there multiple times.
I have no doubt. None at all. That's all I got.
Go see Tron. That's the only thing I have left to say. I want
at least guarantee us 20%. Come on, people.
Yeah.
I want this movie to do well financially so that
yes.
I have
more will come.
I don't see how it can't.
Yeah, I don't see that being an issue.
No. No.
If only for the publicity push that it's getting.
Yes.
That's well, true. Yes, they've been hyping it since Comic-Con. Well, yeah. The Comic-Con 2 years ago.
Yeah. Oh, did you guys, real quick, did you guys see that they're changing directors for the third Iron Man film?
Yes.
Who's it now?
The thing that I saw was that they had not picked another director, but that Favreau is off of Iron Man. He is apparently sliding his contract over to doing something else with Disney.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And that very much upsets me, but, you know. I thought he did a really good job with the first two. I wanted to him stay on the series.
It didn't affect the X-Men trilogy. Wait.
Oops.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a terrible movie. Anyway.
This could be a portent of doom for Iron Man, much less the Avengers movie.
Just bring in Fing Fang Foom.
Although, one other thing that we might want to throw in the show.
Real quick. Come on.
Thor trailer's out.
Yep.
That's all.
Oh, yeah.
Does it have naked women on life cycles?
No, it doesn't.
No.
But I don't care right now.
You're Tron blocking Jonathan. You need to let this episode end.
All right. I'll see you guys next week.
See ya.
See ya.